two guns. It has all the elements found in a Tarantino film, a crazy diner scene, a non-linear timeline, and two bickering anti-heroes exchanging clever quips. Unfortunately, what it doesn't have is Quentin Tarantino.
You ever heard the saying, never rob a bank across from a diner that has the best donuts in three counties?
That's not a saying.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I get what you're saying.
Maybe
you never heard. But it's not a saying.
It is a saying.
Okay.
It's a saying now.
Go!
Everybody sit down on the floor.
Fire in the hole!
How much you figure?
$40 million.
$40 million?
But I got bad news for you.
Petty Officer Michael Stigman.
You know Bobby Beans was DEA?
Man, your boy Stig's a piece of work.
Did you know he was Special Forces?
You've been out of this lamp way too long.
The bank was a setup. We gotta figure out whose money that was.
Well, like we're working together?
No, not like we're working.
Yeah!
No, like we're working in the same vicinity.
Together.
In the same area code.
Together.
Two guns.
Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg are kind of low-life criminals in the small town, we think, and they're gearing up for a bank robbery, your archetypal southwestern town that you see in every other movie. Then they rob the bank, and then we flash back to, I guess, a month earlier. We see that Denzel's kind of a DEA guy undercover, and both of them have something to do with law enforcement. They're trying to bust Edward James Olmos, who's a drug runner in Mexico. But when they rob the bank, everybody else is after them. The CIA, the FBI, the mafia, everybody's after them. Wahlberg realizes that Washington's DEA, and Washington realizes that Wahlberg is naval intelligence. But both of them are screwed by their bosses, their companies. They're both fugitives. They have to team up to survive and bring down all the bad guys.
This is kind of a post-Tarantino film, and a lot of ways it sort of wants to do Tarantino stuff with the characters, where it kind of wants a mix of brutal action and domestic squabbling and clever back and forth and stuff like that. The beginning of the film kind of plays with time and structure and the way events are presented. The difference between this and a Tarantino film is Tarantino really loves his characters, and when he casts his characters, he finds, like, these old guys everybody's forgotten about or some interesting, quirky guy you'd never think of in that role. And this film that wants to kind of be a Tarantino film, it just plugs in all the standard issue A-minus guys. And nobody's bad in this film, but there's no chemistry, and they're just the same old guys, kind of roles you expect them to be in. Since it's not really about anything, since everybody's on the take, it's just about the fun of the characters and telling the story. And for me, there's just not enough fun in the filmmaking and the actual performances to pull it off.
I think Mark Wahlberg has tons of charisma. The problem is Denzel has no charisma, so they can't play off of each other.
The problem of Denzel is in the recent films, he's more and more become a kind of standalone actor. Like if he's playing the drunk, he's just a solitary drunk. He's become less of a generous actor over the years. Again, if you're going to do a film that's all about the byplay and the back and forth, you need the guy like Denzel Washington to feel like he's really listening and responding to the other guy. And I never really get that feeling. I got a certain kind of energy from Wahlberg, but nothing from Denzel.
Yeah. I think Denzel Washington is the only actor I can think of that's actually losing charisma as a career. You know, other guys like Tom Cruise, you know, just by being there for a long time, they start to gain a little stature.
Or sometimes you get the sense it's like charisma gone wrong, or it's not connecting the way it once did. Denzel is actually, you know, if you could see a gauge, it's going down.
It is.
You know, he's getting close to empty.
Now, I have become, over the years, speaking of charisma earned, Wahlberg went from nothing to now a bona fide, impressive movie star. And he's fun, and he's kind of believable and sympathetic in a way that 99% of these guys just aren't. The Matt Damons and the Leos just aren't. And Wahlberg, I mean, it's his movie, basically.
But it shouldn't be if it was working.
No, it's a buddy-buddy film.
Yeah,
sort
but
of.
Here's just a buddy film.
Yeah, it's one buddy. This movie, Edward James Olmos as a leader of this cartel, and every one of the guys who worked for him were so stereotypical. They're gun-toting Mexicans, will listen to the head guy and, you know, shoot at anything.
And there's nothing distinctive about them. There's no surprising quirk. It's just business as usual.
This is what's really frustrating about this movie. For the first half hour or so, it won me over. I like the scene in the diner. It was a Tarantino scene. It's working in every way it's supposed to work. Denzel's almost okay. You've got the really hot southern diner girl waitress. Then they do a robbery and it all works. Oh, and Paula Patton, who I thought was unattractive in Mission Impossible, smoking hot in this movie. So I'm going like, boy, I'm getting my money's worth. I'm having a good time. And then there's the betrayals by Wahlberg's team and by Washington's team. So I'm totally in. Then it just becomes a pain in the ass. We know the girl is bad. Washington can't figure it out. My tolerance for bullcrap is a lot higher than other people's, as long as I'm getting what I want. But by the time people are joking, Denzel Washington has a scene with Bill Paxton, who's playing Russian roulette and about to shoot Denzel Washington in the balls. And then a little later, Denzel Washington and Wahlberg are hanging upside down in a bull corral in a barn, captured by the drug runner who wants nothing to do but torture them and kill them. And he's got a baseball bat and they're hanging upside down and then they're joking. They're just like, is that all you got?
It depends on how you play the scene, because I've seen things where I like the two guys, and if the two guys have chemistry, and then you realize part of their joking around is fear, and part of it is to back each other up, that's one thing. But here, you don't get that feeling because you don't buy the relationship between the two guys. You don't think they're trying to stay strong for each other. You just figure these are guys reading one-liners that don't tie into anything emotionally. And then he like whacks them 3, 4, 5 times in the ribs with the bat. You don't need the bull at that point. In any kind of reality, they're not going to be able to do anything anyway.
You need one or the other. That's it.
Then it's followed by a scene where, it's a scene where they have to break into a naval base. And it's the most ridiculous. I mean, they're not even trying at this point. They're stopped at the gate and they crash through the gate.
They're arguing about what the plan's going to be. And Denzel keeps saying, I got a plan. Or is it Wahlberg? I got a plan. And then the plan is just to crash through the gates. Obviously, he doesn't have a plan. Again, if you bought these two guys, that might be funny. But from that point on, these guys are together all the time. And so nothing's going to work. You know, Denzel's just bringing it down and Wahlberg's just out there by himself. That's why the film starts to flounder from the moment they get together and really partner up.
The one thing that did not work for sure is Paula Patton should just have been Denzel Washington's partner who betrays him. The love story, even if I don't know if it's a love story, just a romantic tryst, I don't know what their relationship is.
Well, again,
but that
again,
should not
fact,
have been there.
Aside from the fact she's hot, I never for a second believed that Denzel had any kind of relationship with her, because I didn't believe he had a relationship with anybody, including her. This was the only good thing. When she dies, as an audience member by then, I was happy because she was just turning into an excess baggage character.
Yep.
We'd have to deal with for the rest of the film.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went from an up to like just a long, long drop and decline that I bought nothing that came afterwards, and it just irritated me, and I could care less about the guys or the banner, and even Wahlberg tired me out by this point, and I was just really disappointed.
And I want to know if Edward James Olmos can play anything besides some droll, monotone bad guy. I mean, because droll, not drone, but he's very dronish, but he's a very droll, monotone bad guy. That's all he does.
If they just tried, it could have been something kind of like a maybe 48 Hours meets Tarantino thing, but no.
I mean, as a duo, these guys, oh God, hopefully they don't make 3 guns, because, oof.
You're my people and there's a code. You fight for the guy that's fighting next to you.